All right, this one is a Gamers with Coffee little podcast on the road. It's not the commute series, but this is, we're just kind of taking a little road trip late at night. So we're going to introduce Keegan into the fray here. So Keegan, did you want to say hi?
Hello. Yep.
And you're the one that has the 420, is that Sherman tanks or? No. How many Sherman tanks or four? Wait.
No, I've only got six.
Okay. So Keegan likes miniature gaming. My daughter Crystal's in the front seat. Say hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Wow. You're going to be famous someday. Say hi better. It's better than that. Okay, well, she tried, ladies and gentlemen. She tried. So we're just going to see. What do you want to talk about, Keegan? We're in the car.
I don't know. We can talk about the...
You just got off of work, and it's like what?
Well, we can talk about that last setup we did, Tiger Steel's Christmas.
Oh, on the...
on tanks. That was actually a pretty nice little setup that Battlefront came up with for a different gaming style, kind of like Capture the Flag.
Yeah, the Capture the...
I liked it.
The Capture the Flag was interesting because it's a lot like... They kind of took that from the video game stuff, so it worked out, though. Not too bad.
Yeah.
Although, what do we play with? 3 and 3? I can't remember.
Yeah, we played 3 and 3, but I think that's going to be more of a bigger game. It needs to be one flag on each side and, you know, just whatever you have for tanks, just throw them out instead of doing the points.
Okay, so this would be the Gelfworst 9 tanks, and we're talking about the World War II version because you have the modern version, which we just don't have enough. Well, you can use the Team Yankee tanks in those, though.
Yeah, you will.
So they cross back and forth.
Yeah, we could bring over the my Abrams from Team Yankee over to the modern era and still be able to do it. So,
and then there's Ashley with her Panda Death Squad. It's only one of those T-34s there.
On what?
With the pandas painted
that
on them.
Is Flames of War. And those are T-72s.
Cute, cuddly little. Oh, the 72s
those
or the.
72s.
Okay.
And then
so, excuse me, the T-72s.
I'm never afraid of anything begins with Panda. Just rolled over and asked for a belly scratch.
It's cute. Cuddly little, like, tank. I guess you could kind of do some decoration to it, like a bunch of little, like, linen and fur patches. No, that'd be too much. So.
You're lucky I'm driving.
Anyways, yeah, she's driving, so.
Don't piss off the bear if you're driving.
That's true. But anyway, some of those scenarios, you can find them on the website that they have, Gelfworst 9's website. You can download those. They work out pretty good.
Yeah, it did.
So far, anyways.
Yeah, I'd kind of like to see I don't know if they have a scenario out of Capture Hill or King of the Hill. Where it moves
the King
every
of the Hill.
Where it moves every so many minutes or... Well, I guess you can move... every so many rounds, I guess. You can move every 2 rounds.
Yeah.
Move the hill around. That'd be kind of cool to do.
Like the objective moves? Yeah, you could. But I guess you could add your own rules for that. So it's kind of the nice thing with miniature gaming. You're not stuck with just...
Well, it gives a break to it. Instead of you doing the same strategy of in the field, it throws something different into the mix. Dude, it'd be fun to do with just troops. That'd be kind of fun to do. Take that troop from Team Yankee and Flames of War and just do Capture the Flag.
Well, I don't know. Well, yeah, like your own independent kind of game. Eventually, yeah. I think they're going to...
Yeah, but just a troop game. Nothing mixed. Not, you know, just your troops in their M4s.
Well, they added the helicopter to the modern version, so you're going to... I mean, basically, it's a step up to get you into Flames of War. That's what it is.
Yeah, I'd like to... kind of like to see how the helicopters are going to be in the game. I mean, they're not exactly armed with a move-and-shoot missile, or at least the Americans aren't. They're more armed with a move, wait a moment, shoot, and then move again. Now, the toes aren't meant to move and shoot.
Well, see, I haven't really looked at the rules because I bought the starter set for Modern War. but I haven't really looked through it too much. I got the tanks assembled, but we need the game actually, because the helicopters would be good. I mean, honestly, if you buy the helicopters and you have the cards, you can use them in Modern War. But those same helicopters can then be used in the Team Yankee stuff, going off of their stats. Same thing. So you could go back and forth between the two games with the same equipment.
Yeah, and it's an easier way to buy them too if you're on a budget. You know, you got $10 out of your budget a month that you're allowed to spend. You can buy one at a time, being more expensive long run, but then you're able to buy them and actually use
them. Yeah, that's the thing that's nice about it. It's not very expensive to, really, for $10, it's not expensive to add to your collection. It's $10.
No, and if you only need one or two to add to your platoon, then, you know, why buy the whole big box if you can just spend $10 and just get one or two?
Very true.
I'd like to see how the helicopters are going to play, if they're going to have a high and a low, or like they do in Team Yankee, or if they're just going to have a, they're going to be at one level and be able to shoot.
No, they have bases, it looks like, and I believe it's a high or a low, so it's probably going to, it's got to affect it somehow. Again, I don't know, I haven't read the book enough to know. I kind of glanced at it when I opened the box and went through it a little, but I need to reread it, because we've been trying to do all this other stuff too, so I'll have to look at that.
Well, if we didn't have three games going on.
Well, really, to me it doesn't matter. I just like throw down a game at some point tomorrow.
A lot more fun when you have options of what games you're able to play.
Yeah, well, we have options. We just gotta have the time away from work and stuff. Actually, I don't know. I mean, I was looking at the Battlestar Galactica. They just got cool games out there. So, I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. You can find something that's gonna suit you.
You know, it'd actually be kind of cool. I don't know if they make a Stargate one. That'd be kind of cool to play. I don't know if they make a Stargate. That would be kind of like Dungeons and Dragons or something. Or
I don't know. Well, see, like Dungeons and Dragons is popular, and then there's something called Pathfinder, so maybe you guys out there know what Pathfinder is. From my understanding, like Dungeons and Dragons, but you got a lot of cool stuff where you can put it on. They have a lot of items. Like Dungeons and Dragons, mostly you're sitting around and it's all in your imaginary. This other one, it seems like you have a little bit different. Yeah. So,
I mean, the best thing about it, you're using imagination and no internet required.
Well, yeah, you don't need internet. That's the good thing about all this stuff.
Now you do that, you just cut a bill out.
Yeah.
Ain't got to pay an internet bill the way you play all board games.
Well, yeah, you could. I mean, I like video games too, so just sometimes it's different. I think the miniatures are, to me, just more fun, because when you put them together and you paint them, they're yours, and then it makes playing the game just more fun. So,
well, I like your idea of buying a hutch and painting them and then putting them on like a scenery display in the hutch.
Yeah, and see, you could do that too. You could even get the figures just to paint, so. And some people do. There's other historical games like the Napoleonic Wars, and then the Roman Centurions, and the Civil War, and there's a lot of miniature-based games that are historically accurate. So, kind of cool.
Now, we touched the thing of video games.
Yeah.
And I heard Ashley was playing this new game, Ark.
Well, Ark's been around for several years. It's kind of like, if any of you out there played Nintendo 64, there's a game called Turok. That's kind of what this was a takeoff from. It's kind of like they ripped it off and then changed it just a little, so you kind of wake up on an island and you're
Minecraft on steroids.
Yeah, so it's basically Minecraft, but set with dinosaurs, and you don't have the pixelated blocky world of Minecraft. It's But it is laggy bad. It's bad on the lag.
Well, it's an open world online.
Yeah, so
game. Yeah, it's gonna have that with, you know, when you get your servers full and servers can't keep up.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, the whole point about this is to get people out there to try the game and have a little fun, you know, because there's too much going on with life, so may as well have a little bit of fun. There's too many games to say no. I wouldn't stay in one genre or one area because then you're missing out. Like, if you just do solely Dungeons and Dragons or just do solely miniatures or just do solely video games, you're kind of screwing yourself out of the other types of gaming, which, you know, you might like too. So,
well, I kind of do that with the Xbox. All I've been playing lately is Fallout 4. You know, I just been out for what, three? No, it'd be 4 years now.
Yeah,
came out in 2015, and that's all I've been playing. Now it's, you know, I don't pick up anything else on the video games at home.
Fallout 4 is much better than their last one. They was 76. They just released and pretty much bombed out. So,
well, there was a story I read the other guy. That guy actually got his profile deleted for having too much ammunition in the game.
So he's collecting.
Yeah, he's been collecting
ammunition.
He had ammunition.
Too much in the game. So, okay.
And they deleted him for too much ammunition, for holding too much ammunition. So I don't know if they got like a, there's a select amount of ammunition in the entire game, and he's
there's a lot of mods. Like, Clint played the game quite a bit. He had quite a bit of the mods downloaded. The only problem with that is it kind of takes the fun out of it if you have everything and you don't need anything. There's almost, I mean, then you're just wandering around not able to be killed and not able to, there's no challenge left. Kind of like Minecraft on creator's mode. It's cool to make something, but there's no challenge, so you're not getting earning any of the blocks to build or anything. So it just all depends on how you want to play. I'm like, not knocking people that do it, just to me it takes,
well, that's why I like Fallout 4, because you're able to build houses. I mean, you have wood walls and metal walls and, you know, floors and everything. You're able to rebuild a structure to your liking from scratch. You know, there's some houses you'll completely clear the house off its foundation, and you can reuse its foundation to remake you a new house.
Well, that's good. That way, when people ask you, what'd you do today? You say, I've been working around the house all day. They don't know it's your Minecraft house. Like, you could build whatever.
Well, there's also evidence when certain people come home that something wasn't done. They probably leave stuff around the house on purpose.
So you're saying Crystal would figure out you were playing games and not cleaning. Shame on you, Keegan.
She would never assume that.
Okay.
Because I'm the perfect boyfriend she could ever ask for.
Hold on. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Crystal, are you okay? You're up there vomiting. What? No? I'm just joking, Keegan.
I ain't cleaning that up out of the car.
Yeah. And this ride's not being paid for, really, so it's not like you get any money reimbursed for it.
Right.
Yes. We all drove Uber for a little bit. That was interesting. So.
I made so much money off people doing that in the car.
Yeah.
You know, buy your own little shampoo machine, you know, for $150, and then after that, everything's nothing but profit.
Yeah, except you're the only person I knew that was hoping somebody would puke in his car every week just to make money. But anyways, that, I guess, in itself would be a game, too. You're trying to find your way around, pick up people, get them to their destination. You could turn anything into a game, really.
Real life Pac-Man.
Yeah.
But you're following the route, dude. You're eating a little ball as you go down.
Speaking of that, the big superstore that's all blue, that's all across the country, that everybody knows about, they sell those stand-up mini versions of the arcade games. So like,
oh, I saw those the other day.
Galaga, Asteroids, Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man.
Comes in just a little box, too. I mean, the whole thing comes in just a little box.
Yeah, but it's about half the size of the original arcade games. You can pretty much put them anywhere. And those would be kind of cool for a throwback.
Well, heck, I wouldn't mind getting the full size of the like Cruising USA in the house. You know, get a couple of those, set those up together. That'd be an awesome game room to have in the house.
And see, that does stay still on the subject. There is a game store in the area, and again, not mentioning names, but they sell the board games and maps, you know, and miniatures and all sorts of stuff. But what they do have when you go in is, I think, 4 or 5 pinball machines.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So when you go into the right there, you could actually go in and play old school pinball machines. So.
And that requires skill. There is no, you might get lucky. No, it requires you to have some actual skill and timing with that. I know, because I suck.
Well, it takes a little bit, yeah. But it used to be, well, when games only give you 3 tries, you know, the older games, and you're dead. That was it. It was all about the high score, you know. But now it's all about who has the best mods and what they paid for them. And, you know, if they could. I've actually talked to people, you know, that can't play without
them. Their KD ratios.
Yeah, they can't play without them. They don't know how to play without them. So.
Well, and now they've got shorter attention spans. You know, because you know, you get killed or whatever, you just start the next game. You don't have to wait for anybody. You know, so
yeah.
It's just the attention span.
Well,
you get your willingness to wait, and they're the word for it.
Different versions, like you had Fortnite, PUBG, and now Apex. So, but they're all basically versions of what? It's a free for all. That's all it is. It's a basic free for all, just
yep.
done differently. So,
not unless you're playing
taste,
food fight.
Well, yeah, but still, it's
just don't start any of that in your local cafeterias, because I have a feeling that's seriously frowned upon in places of work. Starting a food fight.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think you can get away.
We were actually gaming one night and stopped to go out to get some food at one of the local places. You believe that people were actually throwing water at each other behind the counters? I'm like, what? Don't you got to mop that up? I've never heard of something like that, but yeah, I guess.
They probably didn't have their jobs the next day.
I don't know.
Probably not.
But anyways, this was just a random gaming talk about. Game session thing, so.
You know what other games I like? I like the ones that you hit magical buttons and money pops out of them. I like those games.
Oh, those games, yes. That's a different type of gaming, but yeah, it's the only gaming, I guess, that you could get your money back on. So with that, do you have anything else you want to say, Keegan, other than please share this so that people, get a chance to hear our craziness.
Yeah. Oh, people will definitely share it. You know, we'll be famous one day. They want to be able to say that, yeah, we knew them when they started.
Well, you I'll know? Give you my autograph right now. Just hold on to it.
I'll hold on to it. It might be
okay.
Worth something in about, you know,
it could
2
be.
Months, 3
it
months, you know. So.
All right, you guys, this has been another awesome show, right? To say, like, get excited.
Oh, yeah.
We had our guest driver, Ashley, the wife, guest daughter. Well, wait, she's my daughter. I don't have a guest daughter. Crystal, I don't know. You couldn't really hear her too much. And then there's Keegan, who also goes by the Keeganator. I'm not sure why, but, yeah.
Well, you go by that, and Russians just run and cower in fear.
Oh. Uh-oh. So. Oh, you mean in the tank game. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm talking about any Russian, you know, over the Team Yankee or tanks. They all just run and cower in fear.
Because you're running Shermans, right?
Right.
Right. Okay. Well, anyways, have fun. Enjoy your work week. Don't forget the game. Don't forget, we have a YouTube channel, too, and a Facebook group. Our links are below, so you can check those out. You're more than welcome to come by. And leave comments. We'd like to know if you have any comments, you know, like ideas, suggestions. What it is you'd like to hear more of. Otherwise, until then, have a good night. Gotta say goodbye, Keegan. Say goodbye.
All right, bye. Don't forget to roll for tomorrow. See if you have to go to work.
That's true. That's true. Very true.